Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we'll cover all the latest 2012 news, get into the unprecedented. I mean, I can't believe I'm here calmly talking about mainstream news, governors saying, we're just going to make you turn all your guns in and we'll give you money for them. That's Cuomo in New York. I mean, these people are really making their move. And again, they don't need to really convince everybody to turn their guns in. They need to convince us that other people were convinced, so it's somehow okay in a democracy instead of a republic. Now, David's going to stay with us 20 more minutes so we can take your calls, and I appreciate that. He wants to finish the point he was just getting at when I mentioned the term counterfeit. Continue.
Yeah. So I'll use the instance of this force that these Gnostic writings of 2,000 years ago called the Archons. But in saying that, this is what is said by these others too. So we have a real common theme here across different religions and different cultures and different times. And let's look at what they say about the Archons. First of all, they can be described, the Gnostics said, in one word, deceivers. Their method of manipulation is deception. They are mind parasites. And they parasite off human energy, and they parasite off the human mind and manipulate the human mind. This is the Christian, perception of possession, which is true. These things exist. These energetic entities, they lock into people at the electromagnetic field level and then start dictating through that the perceptions and the behavior of the possessed person. They talk about the Gnostics, that the Archons are able to create something that they call HAL, H-A-L, which translates as, wait for it, virtual realities. They have the ability to make people see things that aren't actually there. How do they do that? By manipulating the way that people construct reality in the few cubic centimeters at the back of the brain. That's how. And this is the other thing that has been mentioned already today. And another thing on the real top list of what the Archons do and how they do it is they invert everything. They turn everything on its head. So when Obama talks about love, he's talking about hate. You've got to turn everything they say upside down to see what they're saying. This is why Satanists, who in their rituals are worshipping and interacting with these archontic entities, invert everything. They invert the cross. They invert the pentagram.
They're turning women into men and men into non-entities. Everything is turned upside down.
Is why. This is the force. And these hybrid bloodlines, which is why these families and elite families and bloodlines are so obsessed with bloodline, have a hybrid genetics, i.e. a hybrid energetic field, which is much closer to the energetic field of these archontic entities.
And by the way, whether that was true or not, all over their writings, as you know, David, even BBC articles, the elite believe they are a separate species. They say this.
A separate species because they have been specifically created on the body level to be energetically, vibrationally, frequency-wise, closely connected to these archontic entities that operate outside of human sight, so that the possession of these bloodlines is able to be far more powerful and total than it is of the general population, although it happens with the general population as well, as we know. So when you're looking at the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the British royal family and all these people, you are looking at these archontic entities incarnated in you.
It'd be like if I had a remote control robot, or when they send the Mars rover to Mars, it's being run from Houston.
No empathy, they have no conscience, and that they are running this whole society to bring about an end of total human control. And those vast majority of people, because there's, compared with 7 billion, these people, these bloodlines are so few. The vast majority of people who are bringing it in for
Stay there, we gotta go to break. Stay there.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Final segment with David Icke. Take a few calls as promised, and then I will get into the unbelievable news breaking today at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Drudge Report is carrying two of the articles. In fact, I want to raise this now for David. David, what do you make of the Communist Chinese official government with quotes like, it is time to have a war against your gun owners. It is time to take all the guns. The Russian media is saying do that. This new UN treaty. I mean, global government is out in the open. And then they have these weirdo, fake liberal, who are just really monstrous eugenicists, talk show hosts come out and say, there's no world government. I mean, we've now reached a point where the government admits in the New York Times they run al-Qaeda to make fathers suicide bomb or they'll kill their family. And they say, isn't that good? And isn't it good the CIA's torturing people, including children? And then separately, we got to search you, though, because al-Qaeda might be hiding in your pants at the airport. And then they're like, oh, yeah, the communist Chinese own our debt, and they say we've got to turn our guns in. I mean, it really is getting over the top now. And what is that where they announce world government in hundreds of newspapers, but then if you talk about it, the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL say you must be a terrorist. I mean, what is this propaganda? This is propaganda I would design, David, to wake people up against me. But instead, it actually works on people.
Yeah, there's a few things in there. First of all, There's one thing telling people almost in a subconscious way that, yes, we want world government, because most people don't actually focus on the facts. They get an image of something. But there's another thing on alerting the conscious mind to it. And you see, when it's in newspapers and it's there and the mass of stuff and world government, oh, yeah, whatever, what else is going on today? But when you focus it, as you know, people like we do and many others like us around the world, when you focus it and say, hey, look, here's the facts. They want world government. That's different because that's talking directly to the conscious mind. It's alerting the conscious mind to it. And then people can start to see it and put the stuff together. But if it stays in the subconscious mind as some kind of just part of the maze of information that people receive all the time, then it could just pass them by.
I got to say this. You really are amazing, because there's really no one else I talk to that really gets it. That was my answer, and that's exactly what I know they're doing. They have a background noise of world government. Yeah, we're going to sterilize you. Yeah, cancer viruses in the vaccine. Yeah, they gave 60-something thousand kids polio in India, Bill Gates Foundation. But it's just kind of buried like it's no big deal. They put this incredible stuff in there like it's not a problem. Yeah, the CIA tortures kids in front of their parents. It's to fight the terrorists. Exactly. It's meant to subconsciously just be peppered in there. But when we connect the dots and say, this is really bad, they go, oh, you crazy man. There's no world government. I mean, what you just said, the way you crystallized it, that is exactly it. They are targeting the unconscious mass.
Yeah, and the thing is that when you are in a situation, the word you just mentioned, and there may be some background noise, if you're concentrating on what you're doing, you might not hear it. And then suddenly someone will say to you, hey, can you hear that background noise? And you stop and you listen. Oh, yeah. Now, from that moment on, you can't really concentrate, because all you can hear is background noise, because the conscious mind's been alerted to it, and thus now it's hearing what it couldn't hear before. And this is what this information is doing. And in terms of Russia and China, this is again, very straightforward. I've just been talking about this archontic force, which possesses people. This is the force that is, the Tristans called demons and all the rest of it, that is behind all this. And it doesn't just possess people in America, in the White House. It does it in the Kremlin. It does it in Downing Street. It does it in Westminster. It does it in the Chinese.
And again, even if you don't believe in God, the devil, spiritualism, the point is, if you look how the bankers are set up, they're playing all the countries off against each other while exempting themselves from their very rules. And that's why it's the globalists running China, Russia, and the U.S., and Iran, and Israel, running us all into each other, because the goal is hurt humanity, dumb people down. Don't let children ever develop into their intelligence. Hold humanity back. So even if it isn't physically real, it doesn't matter. Whatever this dark force is manifesting to destroy and hold back humanity.
All these people, Alex, running all these major countries of the world, most of the countries of the world, maybe even all of them, but certainly the vast majority, with maybe one or two exceptions, but these people, China, Russia, played off against America and Europe and NATO and the Cold War and what's going on now. They're all on the same team. This is what the penny needs to drop. And interestingly, you just mentioned something else, the banking system. Well, one of the things that is a common theme of these Archon, Jin, et cetera, is that they are parasites. They parasite off the energy and efforts and creative imagination.
The devil is never a maker.
No. So what have I just described? I've just described the banking system. The banking system creates nothing. It feeds off the creative imagination and energy of the population.
Here's an example. Just like you said, it's like YouTube. It doesn't create anything itself. You go make it. You go put your content on it, and then it acts like you've got a favor to even be there, when it's totally parasitic.
Yes, and look at Facebook. It's demanding joint copyright of anything you post. That is the parasiting of human creative energy. Archontic. This is the key to understanding it all.
Wait, I'll go further. They're now saying they actually own it, some of them, and you don't have rights to it.
It's classic. I mean, that's just another version of the banking system.
It's unbelievable, David. And again, I remember first reading one of your books like 18 years ago. I think it was your first book. And my cousin, Buckley Hammond, said, you got to read this. This guy knows what's going on. My cousin is just really, really intelligent. And I read it and I said, well, some of this is true, but this guy's a lunatic. And you know, I said a few things like that 17 years ago on the air, and I've apologized. It doesn't mean I totally, none of us are right about everything, but I know that you're really on to something. And because I'm hearing about all this occultism and all this stuff, I mean, when I snuck into Bohemian Grove 12 years ago, I was still so naive. I thought, When Channel 4 paid me to sneak in because they were too scared to do it because I'd snuck into some military bases, so they thought, well, you'll sneak into this. And I thought it was all made up. I didn't think elites were really devil worshiping. Really? Yeah. 12 years ago, David, I didn't even know that. So, you know, and then I've done research since then and found out whether it's real or not. Every one of these stinking high-level elites believes they are communicating at Skull and Bones and everywhere else with fallen angels.
So that's another name that's given to them. Yes, absolutely. That's another of their many aliases.
But that's what I'm saying. Folks, on record, the elite, they really do believe in this. Whether it's real or not, you could say that from a psychological perspective, they are manifesting this idea in their mind, and then they're building it in the real world. But it doesn't matter either way. It's happening. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is real. It is true. And what they're doing, you see, we talk about the extreme rituals of Satanism, where they directly interact with these entities and they create energetic fields that allow these entities to slip through into our reality. I've talked to endless people around the world who've seen it. But in the secret society rituals, let's take the Freemasons, these rituals are not there just for a laugh. They're there because they create a certain energetic field that allows possession to take place more powerfully. Now, vast majority of people that enter the Freemasons and enter the secret society network at the lower levels have no clue, and they're not consciously part of this. They're not. They might use it for a bit of stuff in, you know, good business and stitching up something in the town or whatever, but they don't know the big picture. And they go through the rituals, oh, do this and do that. And, oh, no, it's just ancient rituals. We're just keeping the tradition going and all that stuff. No. The reason they're doing the same rituals now that they were doing thousands of years ago is because the rituals work in doing what the outcome is designed to be, which is to increase the possession of people. And the more people become possessed, especially if they're in politics and stuff like that, the more the occultic entities are dictating and dominating their behavior and decisions. And this is why you get people who may genuinely come into politics. You see it all over the world. I've seen it in England, who generally want to make a difference, and they come into it, and then you see them transform into everything and more that they came in, they said they wanted to come into challenge, because the energy's got them. And this is what's happening. This is why these people work as one unit. Pedophilia is about using the pedophile to draw off the life force of the prepubescent child, because these archontic entities want that energy more than anything else. That's why you find pedophilia absolutely rife, along with Satanism, in these elite bloodlines. It's all the same bottom line if you research it.
And now look how, I mean, you said a decade ago that Savelle was doing this from your BBC contacts as you worked there, and now it's all mainstream news, and he's best buddies, you know, with the royal family, and they're constantly finding dead bodies of kids and women on the royal estates, and it's just always swept under the rug. I mean,
the royal family are practicing Satanists. I mean, I don't, apart from knocking on Buckingham Palace and saying it face to face, I couldn't have said it more often in more places in this country. They are practicing Satanists. They are child.
What does the Bible say? It says that the royalty of the earth, you know, I mean that the devil's going to give them the power. That's their minions.
See, this is it, Alex. Why are they royal families? They talk about having the divine right to rule. What is the divine right to rule from their perspective? It is their genetics. It is DNA. That's why we have a woman who's a head of state and the real power, top of the power structure in this country, who is there only because of her bloodline. And the Eastern establishment families of the United States are the same bloodlines as are the European aristocracy and their richer and elite and corporate elite, they are the same bloodline. It's just that somewhere a crown and humanity reached a point where they weren't going to have that, or most of them weren't. So they moved from crowns and coronets into dark suits, and that's the only thing that's changed. But they're the same bloodline, and the reason they are called royal bloodlines is because of this hybrid bloodline, which makes them different to the rest of the population genetically. And thus, if you look through ancient accounts of these people, in all, whether it's the emperors of China or whatever, they talk about they are special because they are descended and are genetically connected to what they perceive as the gods. It's not the divine as most people perceive divine. No, quite demonstrably, it is their gods that they worship, this archontic force. That's where they say that they are connected to, and that's why they say they have the right to rule.
Let's take a few calls here. I'm skipping this network break, and then we're going to come back after David leaves us and cover nothing but news. Let's talk to TJ, calling in from Minnesota, listening on WWCR Shortwave. Go ahead, TJ.
Alex Amran, David, my God, I thought my Christmas was smashed to pieces when my beagle hound died on 10 December. But now I get to talk to David Icke. And if there was ever a man of two or three centuries, his name just happens to be David Icke in my humble...
Well, you're on the air with him right now. You're on with Von Helsing right now. Go ahead.
I've only got one of your videos, David. It's the one, your Oxford dissertation.
Right.
How does David Icke explain flesh and blood over illusion and what is illusory? Because illusion is illusory, and I think you do believe in flesh and blood. We got three Englishmen talking here right now. We got a Jones, I'm not going to give you my last name, and I
think... Okay, well, let him answer that question, brother. Sorry about your dog. Dogs are certainly sweet, good little creatures. David, comment on that.
Well, on my website is the full event from the Wembley Arena just a few weeks ago. And in the first 2 hours, 2.5 hours of what is a 10.5 hour, 11 hour event, I explain all this stuff in great detail about the nature of reality, because to understand that is then to understand the world. What we live in is not a flesh and blood reality. It appears to be. It's a holographic reality. It's an illusory reality. And this is not just me saying this. If you look at quantum physics, and I'll give you another quick example. I've been saying for a long time now, amazing as it may seem, that actually we living in the equivalent of a virtual reality computer program. And that we are being fed artificial information into the decoding sectors of the mind, the brain, and we are decoding this fake reality. Now, all these years later, a science team at the University of Bonn in Germany has come out and said, we think this is what it is. And they are building a version of the universe to prove it. And what they say, that actually when you look at the laws of physics that we believe in, it actually makes sense from those laws of physics that actually we are in some kind of advanced computer program. And so the world is so not like we think it is. And it's so important that while we deal, yes, with the five sense level of it, we need to do that. That's what we're interacting with all the time.
Sure, we got to jump to other calls. Great points. We got to
from the bigger picture to fully understand it.
Well, I mean, just look at the planet. Third rock out from the sun, a tiny, thin atmosphere, about as thin as the skin of an apple, of oxygen that we can even breathe. I mean, we are already in the middle of a fantastic existence. And 7 billion people living on this globe are mainly getting the reality off of an artificial television that can twist and spin things. And if you look at the messages, it's so destructive, so much of it. And it is bent towards negativity and ugliness. And I've always seen it from the perspective to make us weak. Because if we see beauty and love and honor, that has been shown to bring us into higher levels of just basic IQ, so that you're then aware of larger horizons. But as David...
Yeah, two things very quickly, Alex. Yeah, you know, one of the other things that they say about the archons in these Gnostic writings, it's that they are about creating ugliness.
Yes.
And look at it. You're right.
Ugliness everywhere. Let's go to Let's go to Scott in Florida, wants to ask David Icke about Satan worship. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, I've actually been on hold for a little bit, so I kind of changed the subject of my question. I'm a huge fan. I've read your book since I was 16 years old. I'm 22 now. So let me just make these quick points, and I'll take my answers off the air. One,
okay.
What advice exactly would you suggest to the average, not the average person, because I know we're not average people, but what advice would you suggest to, just for lack of a better term, the average person to kind of let his peers or whatever remember exactly where humanity comes from and get that and reach that point of reconnected awareness with the true self, because we all know love does not abandon. And another thing is the fact that what can we do to become, you know, active? For instance, Facebook. I mean, I want to move beyond Facebook, but I've created a Facebook page, which I don't want to say the name, but it reaches about almost a million people.
Sir. Well, that's fantastic. Can you tell us your question for David? I just asked for quick questions.
Pretty much, what advice would you suggest to the average person to reconnect humanity with their awareness? And also, I just wanted to know if you were familiar with the products of longevity and stuff like that, because I'm aware that you actually suffered with rheumatoid arthritis a couple of years ago. And I know a lot of people like Joel Wallach and Ben Fuchs.
Yeah, a lot of that can be mineral or vitamin deficiencies. Yeah, I should send David some of that. David, in there, what's the easiest way to snap somebody out of their trance?
Well, it depends on the person, really. I mean, all you can do is put information in front of people in the simplest way, non-aggressively, not trying to convince them, just another version of reality to look at. And then they make of it what they will. It's as simple as that. But from a personal point of view, the key for me is to stop having your point of self-identity as your name, your job, your life history. That's your experience, right? That's your experience for a 3 score years and 10 or whatever it is, within a tiny frequency band called visible light. That is not you. That's your experience. You are infinite awareness having that experience. When you move your, I know this from personal and the experience of many other people. When you move your point of observation of self from I am Fred Jones to I am infinite awareness having an experience as Fred Jones, you then become in this world in terms of your interacting with it, physically, for want of a word, but you're not of this world in terms of the point of observation.
Well,
self.
Exactly. But to give people
everything changes then, Alex. Everything
does.
Changes. Everything shifts.
But to give and people something people, simple... Sure,
your sense of power, your sense of personal power absolutely explodes when you do that.
Well, and that's the big horizon, just on a basic level. A lot of times when you tell somebody or give somebody some info, they're not going to wake up on the spot. It's like David said, no. The dam doesn't even have cracks yet, but it's going to collapse. You've just got to try to wake folks up and move on and not even worry about so much the pre-programming you get back. That's just because they're victimized. They've been programmed. Don't let that get to you. Don't receive that information. Give them your info like they're a patient and move on to the next person. Jay in Florida has a David Icke 2012 question. Got to move quick, brother. Go ahead.
Hi. I think as time moves on, more and more people are going to really wake up anyway because of all the things that are really happening. It's really coming out in the open. But really, for David Icke, do you think that this 2012 thing, I see it so much on TV, this 2012 thing, it's so in our faces. They want us to think that the world is ending or either that or they want us
to... And you notice they're doing it in concert with the Sandy Hook thing, which has been made a global hysteria. It's the idea, the end of your children being safe, only government will keep them safe. It's all coordinated. Go ahead, David.
Well, very quickly on the Sandy Hook thing, this is a quick aside, but I think it's an important one. Satanism is actually Saturnism. One of the key things they do is they worship the planet. Actually, it's a dwarf sun called Saturn. And in ancient Rome, they in the period running up to what we call Christmas, they had Saturnalia, which was the worship of their god Saturn, just as the Greeks worship the god Saturn as the god Kronos. And it's in this symbolically obsessed subconscious manipulation obsessed arena that these people work in. It's absolutely no accident that yesterday NASA released a grotesquely dark image of Saturn, saying it was to celebrate the holiday of 2012, which is what to them it's the Saturnalia holiday of 2012. And of course this period we're moving into, Alex, now, and we're actually in moving now towards Christmas, is one of the great Satanism.
Of course it is, David Icke.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. 295-5305.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going back to the news on, well, what we predicted coming true. They're announcing that they want to physically confiscate the firearms and pay you back for them. And the NRA is not even really making a big deal out of that. We're in a lot of trouble. But it has to get bad before it gets better. They are really moving in with authoritarianism. They're not going to have roadside proctology exams and let you still have guns. I mean, you know. So many freedoms are already completely gone. They've got to get rid of the rest. And but David, you were finishing up your point. Yes,
Sorry, I was just going to say, I think it would be nice just quickly, given the subjects we've been talking about, if I made a few very, very quick connections regarding Christmas and one or two other things, that just to show how deep this goes. And all these things are there to program the subconscious without us realizing it. First of all, the god of Saturn in ancient Greece was called Kronos. Kronos is the word from which we eventually get crown in terms of royalty. Kronos was depicted as an old man with a long white beard holding a scythe and holding the sands of time, because he was also the Greek god of time. This is why the Kronos, the Saturn god of Greece, is what we call Old Father Time, who's an old man with a long white beard holding a scythe. And the other expression of this is the Grim Reaper, which is the Saturn is the planet, I would say the sun of death, a Grim Reaper holding the scythe. And so you have the long white beard. And so you go to Santa Claus with the long white beard. You go to the way God is depicted with a long white beard sitting on a cloud or whatever, the Charlton Heston version. And then you go to the Matrix, and you go to the person who created the Matrix, who was known in the Matrix as the architect, who had a white beard. And the Freemasons call their God the Grand Architect, and the Gnostics called what they call the Demiurge, the leader, their version of Satan, the devil, the leader of the Archons, they called him the Grand or Great Architect. It's all connected and talking to our subconscious all the time. But the point is this, very important. Once you bring this knowledge to the conscious mind, to the awareness of the conscious mind, it loses its impact. This is why when you show someone a subliminal advertisement and they can't see it, and then you point out where the subliminals are, every time they see that advert from that point on, the subliminals they couldn't see are the first things they see, because the conscious mind's been made aware of them. And that's what we're doing with this information. I hope you have a great holiday, Alex, and it's been great talking to you.
Well, I know this. They've certainly taken and laid counterfeits over the entire Bible, and we know that the December 25th is not the date of Christ's birth, any of that. And we know the church steeples are a phallic symbol, all of it. And there we are teaching our children that Santa Claus is real. They arrested a man last month in Canada who was out telling children that, and their parents, that Santa Claus wasn't real. And it just shows that we are all taught to live and believe the myths that the media and the government push and counterfeits, twisted counterfeits, to cover up the truth. David Icke, thank you so much for the time. Great interview, and look forward to speaking to you in the new year and talking about your new book when it comes out.
Okay, mate. Thanks very much. Have a good one.
You too. There goes David Icke. Powerful interview. We're going to go to some more of your phone calls, but David had to go. I mean, I see stuff like some of the questions up there. Best way to wake people up. Psychic vampires. David Icke solutions. And we've got David Icke, NRA, with Ron from New York. We'll get to all of you. Obviously, I'm very thankful so far that there's not a bunch of disasters or craziness that has gone on. There have been some mass arrests in China that the authoritarian governments use to go after people's liberties. There have been power outages in the U.S. The people panic and think it's the end of the world. But overall, there's still 7, 8, 9, 10 hours, depending on which time zone you're in, for bad things to happen. But this is looking good. And again, I never said it was going to be a big disaster. I was worried about crazy responses, though. And it's good so far that that's not happening. The Mayan apocalypse, as it didn't happen, is the London Telegraph headline that Drudge has linked up at the top of drudgereport.com. We've also got Wayne LaPierre, Hollywood media, music, violent videos cause culture of violence. I think that's overall good. But he calls for armed guards in every school. That's not good, turning the schools into prisons. And so-called journalist, anti-gunner, globalist operative, seethe. Now again, these will be federal police in there. We need local. And that almost gives into the fear, though, because it's statistically, your child is dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Has a better chance of being killed in a car wreck or drowning or falling over, hitting their head in the shower or bathtub, than they do die from a gunshot. But because of this perception, something obviously needs to be done. just so they don't push false solutions. But, you know, more mental health. Mental health run by a bunch of globalists that have caused a lot of this with their serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other drugs, not linked, proven to cause psychotic breaks. So that'll make it worse. I'm not getting on an NRA bashing fest here. It's just let the NRA know, no, we don't need more school psychiatrists. We don't need more people putting kids on drugs. That all started since the 70s with the drugging of the kids. I mean, that's an absolute cause and effect, open and shut, on the drug inserts. And as for armed guards, yeah, how about you just let, you know, key people that are vetted and tested, because you do need some background with that, because there's so many weirdos in education now. But then have some people there with concealed carry and stop advertising schools as the place to go shoot everybody. Bloomberg is out saying that he's always defended the Second Amendment. He says, defend Second Amendment as much as I have. That's a quote. No one has defended it as much as he has. This is a man who says all guns should be banned on record, and they are in New York City. And now Cuomo says gun confiscation and forced buyback are an option. That's the big news up at drudgereport.com on the right-hand side, all the NRA news. And what's happening is right there. But if you go to Infowars.com, you can see the article, New York Governor, Gun Confiscation and Forced Buyback an Option. And then it links to the New York Times. And then he's quoted by a local radio station where he said that. You can go to the radio station and find the interview right there on the site. Before I go to your calls, I want to air this amazing little one-minute piece put together by our own Darren McBreen and Rob Dew. That is up at Infowars.com that you should circulate out to everybody. I'm also, at the next break, going to send this out on my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, a Christmas message from the private Federal Reserve. Here it is.
And now, a special Christmas message from the Federal Reserve. This Christmas, the Federal Reserve would like to wish all of our slaves a very merry quantitative easing 4. Our current chair, Ben Bernanke, has perfected the art of giving money to foreign banks for many years, as seen in this rare home movie. Ben is currently giving these banks $85 billion per month. Excellent work, Ben. Once again, this is the Federal Reserve wishing you and yours a very merry quantitative easing 4, and we hope to destroy your economy in the new year.
And again, that's buried on Infowars.com. I'm going to ask the guys to post that in the featured news area. You can also find it on our YouTube channel and at PrisonPlanet.tv. You know, I'm being pretty calm about this, to have the Russian government, the Russian media, and the official communist Chinese media saying Americans should have all their guns taken. The People's official government press outlet put out yesterday calling, you can go read the quotes, for a war on American guns, and the communists took the guns of the few that had it and killed between 40 and 80 million people. Nobody really knows. CIA says it's 64 million. The Chinese say he killed 80 million, just Mao alone. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And the most authoritarian government on earth that's been used by the globalists to deindustrialize our country. So the globalists are teamed up with the corrupt elites of China against the Chinese people and the American people. And they just mow down crowds of people there as they're taking their farms and property and sending them to the cities to basically starve to death. It is just unprecedented. Former Congressman Bob Barr, NRA board member, called for a congressional investigation of this. And I put out a hard-hitting video that's linked at the bottom of the article that's linked in red at Infowars.com, Communist Chinese Government Calls for Americans to be Disarmed, where I link to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' article about how he went on RT. And RT was funded by hundreds of millions of dollars of Russian government money. And, you know, I've gone on Iranian TV, British TV, French TV, Japanese TV many times, Brazilian TV. I mean, if it's Skype and easy or satellite and quick, I'll do it. I'm so busy nowadays, I don't even really go on U.S. television when they call me. Just because half the time they cancel you by the time you get there and you get to talk for 2 minutes. I mean, it's pretty much pointless. But RT, you know, has interviewed me many times and do little 5-10 minute interviews, but I could actually just say whatever I wanted to, because I was told by multiple people that worked there that the director of RT America, I haven't checked if they changed who it is, I would suspect they had, was anti-New World Order and was a listener. And you saw the libertarians and constitutionalists on there. It was wild. RT America has gotten rid of most of the Patriot people they had on it. And now whenever I see it, it's guns are bad, turn them in, open borders are good, world government's good. It's really gotten creepy. So there's definitely been a change up there. I haven't had time to investigate what the changes are. They would have me on about once a week on average, and I was happy to do it. Not a big audience domestically, but still quick and easy on Skype, and I would do it. They haven't had me on in 6-8 months, and so there's a definite change there. And I put out a video, saying I don't like the fact that we've got a foreign government funded entity calling for our guns to be taken here in the U.S. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who's gone on RT, and when it's exposing drones killing people or exposing secret arrest or torture, that's a good thing. And I will use any venue to get the word out on that. But it doesn't so much report on that now as it does how much I should be a slave. And so I want to tell Piers Morgan of England, nothing against the British people, but he's a big, swollen, authoritarian punk who has a tiny audience, less than Larry King. He's a total failure, but he tries to make up for it with just dripping arrogance, that we do have a petition out just to get the word out that Kurt Nemo put up on whitehouse.gov that you can go to Infowars.com and link through to the White House, and a call for him to be deported. And I say for sedition. And a foreigner over here trying to manipulate our domestic operations. Nobody would ever put up with that in the past. That's what this globalism's about. Obama serving as the UN head of the Security Council violates Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. Our military being told NATO and the UN give Obama orders and that Congress can sit down and shut up. All of this globalism, the Chinese and the UN treaty saying they're going to tell us. I mean, that isn't rhetoric. We're now going under Chinese and Russian control in the treaty, and they're saying, yeah, take the American people's guns. I mean, that is just so off the charts, so incredible, that if people don't get really upset and angry, they will just intensify it. I mean, they are really testing us right now to see what we'll put up with. And so to Piers Morgan, who's run out of England, and to RT of Russia, and to the communist Chinese-run media, listen. Whenever the globalists launched attacks on your country on 888, I was against it because it was illegal and it was wrong, okay? And I'm a nationalist. And the globalists are playing our countries off against each other, but it's clear that more and more Russia and China are completely run by the New World Order as well. And, get out of my internal affairs. Nation states are firewalls to tyranny. And I really am upset that you think you can come here and tell us what to do. And I'm going to develop some ideas to really politically punish you for what you're doing. I mean, the communist Chinese are already telling us what movies can be released in movie theaters, a.k.a. The New Red Dawn. They went and re-edited that for almost 2 years. All right, let's go to some phone calls. Let's talk to Ron in New York. Always an interesting caller. It's the Ron, I think it is. Go ahead, Ron.
Good afternoon, Alex. Alex, earlier today I watched a press conference by Wayne LaPierre and the NRA. And there's something, and you want to talk about, I guess, a form of psychological warfare in a sense that they struck on, that they keep doing, and I've brought it up before many, many times. Wayne LaPierre called for a national database for the mentally ill. Now, this is
against... That's what you called 3 days ago about. No, that's the put all the troops and everybody in a database and declare everyone mentally ill. It's pretty bad.
That's right. Now, the funny part about it is they've been speaking rhetoric out of both sides of their mouth on this issue, but of acting consistently in the wrong way on this issue. In 1999 to 2007, they bemoaned the fact that the government has put veterans in that database unfairly. Then in 2007, they support an act which was passed into law, which exacerbated that and made it worse. In fact, they not only supported, they promoted and advanced that. Then they went back to the old sore of how terrible this database is. It's had a detrimental impact on our veterans. As late as 2 weeks ago, they supported a piece of legislation, which ultimately failed in the United States Senate, to supposedly...
No, I know. And they went to the Supreme Court and sabotaged it with their brief to say that the Second Amendment's not absolute. And they supported the 68 Gun Control Act. They supported the NICS. The NRA, to a great extent, is a loyal opposition. It was created by the federal government, as I know you know. You know that, right? Post-Civil War. So, yes, we're in deep trouble. And that's why the anti-gunners are so arrogant. Let me ask you, what do you think of Cuomo saying he may, in his State of the State in 2 weeks, come out and call for guns to be handed in and the public be given money for them, a gun confiscation.
Well, I'd be more than glad to answer that, but just let me please complete the thing on the NRA.
We're going to break. You won't get to finish that, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. The fact of the matter is now today they call for taking a bad situation, expanding it, and putting more groups and more names into it. People got to get down on the NRA, get down on them hard, and hedge their bets by joining the GOA, okay, as a counterbalance. Now to New York State and Governor Cuomo. Governor Cuomo is on a fishing expedition. He's even made it clear, and I believe it's stated in the New York Times, that he's checking the pulse of politicians, Republican politicians, in our state capital in Albany. So basically what he's doing is he's trying to test the waters and see if it's safe to go after.
No, it says that in the New York Times. He said we're going to try for a confiscation.
Yes, that's what he's definitely looking to do. But he's looking to see if there will be weakness in what we would call the opposition. And there's some suspicion if they're really opposition.
Well, he's also shooting for the moon. He's saying, okay, I didn't get full confiscation. We'll only take half your guns.
You know, that's like saying, I didn't get full murder. We'll only take half your body. You know what I'm saying? It's all or nothing in that proposition. There's no halfway point. They may play word games and play on psychology. They're experts at psychological warfare, obviously. But that's what that would amount to. And by calling it a mandatory buyback, that's also a rhetorical play on words. That's extortion. When you put a gun or threaten somebody or put it to their head and tell them that they must sell their gun or else, that's confiscation. That's extortion. And we shouldn't be using terms because it softens it. It makes them look better. Oh, it's a mandatory buyback. If you don't want to sell something to somebody and he twists your arm behind your back, all right, that's extortion.
And I hear him.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Weight, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is the end. Beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend. The end.
But you know my prediction on record. They'll say the Gregorian calendar or something was miscalculated and that the end is really in 3 days or a month or next year. They miscalculated the date. It will now be in 2 years. That way, why should you get involved? Why should you be empowered? The world's going to end anyways. You know, I on air talk about how Christians are manipulated with the rapture. And people are like, well, what, are you not a Christian? No, I am a Christian. It's not that. It's that what you're taught is Christianity isn't what the Bible even really says. There is a rapture clearly in the Bible after Christ returns. And that's what's so frustrating. But regardless, do you think God's going to say he knows you if you don't stand up for what's right, if you just cop out and just say, oh, well, I'm going to get teleported out of here anyways? But look, all that aside, just expand your thought process. Know that you don't know everything. And that the globalists have tried to seriously limit the amount of information you're getting. People are getting so close-minded, so dumbed down. The language is being reduced. So much is happening, and we live in a world of wonderment and just incredible opportunity. And the only reason evil is in charge is because good men and women do nothing. And I know you know that, but I would encourage everybody to take this opportunity this Christmas, you know, that we have right now, time with our families. Even if it is a globalist holiday now, we can make it into something good to give the gift of truth. Whether it's a copy of one of my films or a InfoWars magazine subscription that also supports our broadcast or a InfoWarsNews.com membership. You can get 10 of them for $5.95 a month and then give them as gifts with one username and passcode. All your Christmas shopping done right there, not battling the crazy crowds and all the car wrecks at PrisonPlanet.tv. And hopefully, you know, put it in a card and give it to somebody and say, hey, check out this documentary, nightly news, alternative media system, and wake them up with all our special reports and films and reporters. It really is an amazing site, PrisonPlanet.tv. I meant to check it, but I mean, how many hours are left in this day in any time zone? Isn't it only like 12 hours or something? I mean, how long globally is left in any time zone? Because I know the time zone starts out in the Pacific Ocean. So in some areas, hasn't it already gone into the next day? Yeah. In Pacific Samoa and Australia, it's already gone into 2012, the 22nd. And I just can't wait for this to be over without some cult blowing themselves up or a mass shooting or something that the globalists will use to take our liberty. So obviously, if something happens, we'll come live on InfoWars.com and the nightly news tonight at 7 o'clock Central with the aftermath. But I just can't wait for this to be gone and passed. And I'll obviously shoot a special report video Saturday. And we'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. 4 to 6 p.m. Central with the Sunday live show. I will be live the day before Christmas Eve. We have some really special stuff. We have some live shows next week, but also some rebroadcasts, but also some other stuff we've edited together that'll be original. That's coming up next week as well. But live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This Man Wants Your Guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stayhouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.